From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Congressional review of the international agreement on Iran's nuclear program enters its final stretch Tuesday as lawmakers return from a month-long recess to consider measures officially disapproving the deal. The Congress has until September 17th to review the terms and vote for or against it. While the outcome appears increasingly certain, there is intrigue in how the process will play out over the course of the week. The biggest question involves the first step of whether the House and the Senate, both controlled by Republicans, will pass a bill opposing the agreement. As refugees from Syria and other nations make their way from Hungary to Germany and other Western European destinations, thousands more are stuck in Greece and Macedonia with no idea on how they can move on. The United Nations Refugee Agency says about 30,000 migrants have arrived in Greece. Syrian refugees have arrived in the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia. Those migrants are waiting to be screened before they're allowed to head on to seek asylum. Frustrated and desperate refugees have clashed with Hungarian police. Mohammed is from Damascus, and he's among them.
People are sick. It's extremely cold over there. They are giving us the minimum amount of food. And we don't want their food. We just want to cross the borders. We're not demanding anything. We don't want to be put in hotels. We just want to cross the border and get to the country we're destined to go to. Germany is accepting all of us. Why don't they just let us go?
Meanwhile, Melissa Fleming, a spokesman for the UN Refugee Agency, was quoted in Reuters as telling reporters in Geneva Tuesday that European nations must establish a guaranteed relocation system in which every country pledges to accept a predetermined number of migrants. VOA News. Iran's president says his country is ready to hold talks with the United States and Saudi Arabia on ways to resolve the Syrian civil war, providing that those negotiations can secure peace and democracy in Syria. Iran is a leading patron of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and accuses Saudi Arabia and the U.S. of siding with anti-Assad rebels and militants. Hassan Rouhani's remarks came during a press conference Tuesday with his visiting Austrian counterpart. Turkish fighter jets carried out more airstrikes Tuesday morning, targeting Kurdish militants, while a bomb attack on a minibus in eastern Turkey killed at least 12 police officers. Turkish officials said more than 40 jets took part in 6 hours of airstrikes in northern Iraq. State media said killed up to 40 fighters from the banned Kurdistan Workers' Party, or the PKK. Myanmar opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi is calling for vigorous international monitoring of her country's November general elections that will be the first since decades of military rule ended there in 2011. She posted a video Tuesday on her Facebook page of the National League for Democracy.
The general elections that will be taking place on the 8th of November in Burma will be a crucial turning point for our country. For the first time in decades, our people will have a real chance of bringing about real change. This is a chance that we cannot afford to let slip.
Tuesday marks the official start of the campaign period for the November 8th vote, which will seat a parliament that will then select a president. North and South Korea have agreed to resume the reunion of families separated for more than 60 years by the Korean War. South Korea's unification ministry said Tuesday that the reunions will be held from October 20th through the 26th at North Korea's scenic Mount Kumgang Resort. North Korean state media confirmed the agreement, reached following talks that began on Monday and lasted through the night at the Pamjuan Truce Village. The Vatican says Pope Francis will unveil new procedures Tuesday aimed at streamlining the Roman Catholic Church's costly and complicated process of annulling marriages. The new rules were created by a commission that was created by the pontiff a year ago to simplify the procedure. South Sudan's government says it will present to its national legislature Tuesday the peace agreement signed last month between the government and the rebels loyal to former Vice President Riek Machar to end nearly 2 years of conflict. The country's information minister said after receiving the document, the legislature will set up committees to study and propose a final resolution. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.